Good day, everyone. And for this Digital Filipino Talks episode, I have with me the CEO of Excite Solutions, Mr. Jojo Ahero. Hi, Jojo.
Hi. Morning.
Jojo, for the benefit of our viewers, can you tell us more about Excite Solutions?
Okay. Excite Solutions is basically a company that specializes in retail location strategies and actual site selection for different retail brands. We're also adept at retail brand strategy, repositioning or rebranding certain retail companies in order to come up with a stronger brand equity.
So, if I recall correctly, Jojo, you're primarily known for the work that you've done with Chowking in terms of building its brand sales or retail sales through the brand strategy that you have implemented for the organization. And maybe to capitalize on that experience and to help in this discussion further, there are a lot of retail outlets today, both from a food and non-food segment, that are trying to expand. And of course, there are now a lot of malls opening up as well.
Right.
But if you are a brand or a retail outlet and trying to grow, how do you go about location? I mean, is it really just you go to where SM is and you try to open an outlet there? Or you go to where the popular malls are, and then you just run after them and have a presence there?
It really depends on who your customer is.
Okay.
So what we're not is, we're not brokers, basically.
Okay.
We don't just give you locations. We try to understand your brand. We try to understand your customer profile, both demographically and psychographically, such that we match your brand with the right market area.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about location, location, location. It's about customer, customer, customer. So it's all about profiling and finding the right macro location, then trimming it down to the right market area and finding the right trade area for your brand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we really do.
So that means that if before planning out my location, I have to properly identify my customers
target
first.
Market, yeah.
Target
right.
Market. So, is it okay if you can briefly narrow the steps on what should I do before going into the subject of location?
If you're a franchisee going for a franchise brand, you ask the franchisor, who's your target market? Who responds to my products? Who responds to my services? So, who are predisposed to these types of retail services. So then we try to understand, we go to the top stores of the franchisor and the top bottom, the bottom percentage stores of those brands. So we try to take a look at the differences. So we try to match again, we try to look at the profile of the top five stores of the franchisor and work it from there. We try to take a look at the customer profile, age, income class. We try to look at behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Are they in a hurry?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have limited budget? So customers right now are multidimensional.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same customer, but that same customer will behave in a different way. If he's on a tight budget or if he's in a hurry, he will behave in a different way. Now, what is the purpose of your brand for that kind of customer? So you'd have to identify. Retail brands are classified either into a range brand, a convenience brand, a price brand, or an experience brand.
Okay.
So you'd have to find out who you are first in order to find out who your customers are.
So if you're an experience brand, it's I guess that's really more on the service space.
The ambiance.
Uh-huh.
So people go there not for the product itself, but for the experience.
Mm-hmm.
The experience is the product.
Experience is the product.
But for convenience brands, it's
yes.
Basically speed, access, parking.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to find out who you really are targeting.
If you're price conscious.
For price conscious customers, if you need to be top of mind for them. You say you only have $100 in your wallet, you should be top of mind for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When we talk about I noticed that a lot of the, at least in our area, we have a lot of outlets from salon to coffee shops, among others, that used to carry franchise brands. And then I guess after a few years, a year or two or three, suddenly they change their names and go back, adopt a different name or maybe the owner's name. Mm-hmm. And then when you ask them, they say, "Ah, we already decided to let go of the franchise. It doesn't work for us."
Mm-hmm.
What is the primary reason for that? And from a point of view of making an investment, what should I not miss to avoid getting into that situation where I later will decide to give up on the franchise?
Okay. If you're a franchisee and you're looking for a brand to franchise, you'd have to look at several things. One would be the brand's strength. What is its core product or service? Does it have excitement creators? You don't just have what we call convenience products. Meron sila, meron ka rin. Because that won't set you apart. Okay. You should take a look at operational support. Is it easy to run? Do they have a blueprint for success? Can they pass it on to you and teach you properly? And do they have monitoring systems for you also? Third, is it worth the investment? Is the royalty worth more than you putting up your own? And so there are a lot of other issues, but those are the primary ingredients you may have to look at.
Okay, so I'll give you another specific scenario. Like, for example, if I have a daycare or a preschool, not really a registered preschool, but more of a play school, and then I only have one outlet, which is maybe in one of the hotels in Makati, and if I would like to expand, what you're telling me is that, of course, I have to define my target customer, what is my brand all about, is it all about experience, among others. And then, at that time, do I look for investors or do I look for locations? Where should I look at? What do you suggest I should look at? Because I remember in one of our conversations, you mentioned something like, sometimes even if an investor is willing, if they don't have the right location, it's not going to work.
It really depends on your main platform. If you have the money to expand your business without franchising, then you may want to do it on your own because you'll be losing a bit of control when you start franchising. But with regards to finding the location for that specific example, we also take a look at retail saturation.
Okay.
What market areas do not have or lack preschool
or daycare
centers? We that's what you have to look at also. There's what you call the index for retail saturation. That's you go into a market area, you analyze, okay, how many daycare centers are there? Is it an underserved market in that area? Then you may want to enter that market area or trade area.
Of course, if you are an entrepreneur owning one branch and you want to expand in this manner, based on how you explain it, somehow it requires some investments. And they are investments that have to be made, especially if you really want to grow. But if I would put a more business perspective to it, how much are we looking at? Like for that specific example that I've given, if I'm a daycare and would like to expand, as you said, I have to find out how saturated the market is, I have to prepare a plan, and of course there's that, what they call like a franchise kit, among others. Is that something that where you get a consultant, like in this case for Excite, is that like a one-time fee or is that a partnership fee or it's like for every franchise that gets closed, there's a certain revenue share? What are the options that entrepreneurs can have for those who would like to expand their business?
It's only a one-time fee. Actually, we just charge a month and a half rent for every location, closed location that we give you. For the market analytics, though, it's it's slightly different. We charge you based on the research study, the scope, and the extent of the research study that we're going to do for you in terms of analyzing the market in that area.
So, will it be safe to say that to set up a franchise model, you'll be investing more or less like $500,000?
No. For a franchise model.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, factoring in all the needed information and all the possible target locations. Right.
Calling the information, gathering the research won't cost you more than $150,000.
Okay.
That's including the site, depending on size, of course. But the other issue you mentioned, what turning your brand into a franchise brand, is different already.
Okay.
For that, you can call up Francorp, and they'll be able to help you in turning your brand into a franchisable brand.
Okay.
So we work with them. We're the official site provider of Francorp.
Okay. So for the trends last year, I mean, for the franchise investments and locations made last year, what were the noticeable movements that somehow got stuck in you that you would like, that we can perhaps highlight in this discussion?
More local brands have been very aggressive. Mm-hmm. They have been coming to us incessantly for locations. So many businesses have gone to us for locations, and obviously the problem right now is they haven't strengthened their brand yet, their brand equity. So even if you give them a very good location, their market is there, but the propensity of the market to patronize their business is not that strong, because they really haven't prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right now the market is trying to the industry players are learning that the hard way. Let's take, for example, Pancity Relido. Mm-hmm. Pancity Relido is a Chinese eatery that's existed since 1936. For 8 years, they've only had two locations. Okay, and the average daily sales was around 25,000 a day. But when we rebranded them into the home of Pugon Bros El Asado, its sales is now around 50,000 average daily sales. Okay, so that's what we always tell the clients: strengthen your brand first, strengthen your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you give you a good location, it matches with what your intent is. Good location, good brand strength, and the customers will follow.
So in this case, the brand strength was further built by highlighting on its core product.
Which is the
Pugon Roasted Asado.
Yeah, Pugon Roasted Asado, which is the only restaurant in the Philippines to have that.
Okay. So, any tips or suggestions for anyone interested getting into franchising this year, either expanding their business or wanting to invest into for 2011?
Okay. My sole tip is basically to review your brand strengths and find your unique properties of your brand, and try to differentiate it and highlight it versus the strengths of, I mean, other brands have strengths too, but you also have your own unique strengths. Try to highlight that, and that's your brand identity. And from there, develop all the brand elements surrounding that identity, and all your strategy should emanate from that. Your product strategy, your promotion strategy, your location strategy, your physical environment strategy, all the rest of the strategies should emanate from that brand identity, and not take off from, okay, I'll start off with my product strategy. It doesn't work like that. It works with the core.
Okay. So what are your personal plans this year and for Excite Solutions?
Actually, we just want to serve our clients the best way we can, the best way we know how.
Okay. So thank you very much, Jojo, and thank you very much, everyone.
Okay. Thank you.